KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
TCYVF, TCBOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile. KCYVF, KCVOA. Good evening, Rick. How's your day go? Mine's just ending the work and home to do more work.
I did manage to get out after the fog lifted and dried up just a little bit. It's still pretty wet. Managed to clean up some of the leaves and so forth. Looks like there'll be a little break Wednesday morning, but Wednesday afternoon is supposed to rain, and then it's supposed to be wet pretty much the rest of the week. So, don't know what kind of opportunities I'm going to have to clean leaves up anymore after that, so I decided I'd just try to get it done.
Well, I spent most of Saturday, again, I got it back up, cleaned the gutters out again. And I'll have to do that at least one more time until my neighbor's tree is down. And went through and blew out around the house and mowed the lawn to pick up the leaves. Got that done Saturday. Sunday, came back out. Didn't look like I touched anything. More leaves are back down. But I did get out. We got the rest of the flower gardens all cleaned out, so the bushes trimmed, the flower, all the hostas cleaned up, and all the other garden out front. His wife helped a little bit with that. And then I blew out more leaves, got them blown into the ditch till I ran out of bags. So I got to pick up some more bags, probably another 10 to finish up. So at least that's done. But the major things were done. Around the house, at least lawn work up until a point you again ran out of time or daylight.
Yeah, that happens real easy and real quick.
Managed to get a few other projects done. My utility trailer out front, I had a whole bunch of oak in it that was come from my father-in-law's house. When my mother-in-law passed away, I said, I want the oak. He had trees that he had cut into planks, so I got about 12-foot long boards, 3/4 inch thick, anywhere from 8 to 10 inches wide oak. I got all of my trailer. I put up some storage racks in the garage, so at least they're in the garage. So if I want to get a piece of lumber, I can just go out in the garage and get it now. So I got that done. The daughter and son-in-law took his mother's sewing machine that was in the trailer, finally took that home, and I was able to take the fish tank that's been sitting out on my front porch since, like, March, off my front porch, so that took its place in the trailer, so we put the stand and the fish tank in there until we can try and get rid of it one way or another. So, yeah, we just did some cleanup work in that. I still got a wash the red bike. I didn't get to that this weekend. I'll just hand wash that in the garage and get it pulled over. I got the struts done on my car, and also had to replace the rear sway bar end links. Got that done. Got it. Wife took it today to have it alignment. And my son-in-law says, well, make sure you get the printout. I want to see how close I was. And the guy said, you were almost dead on. So he did pretty good just putting them on and lining them up by hand. So that's done.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Well, sounds like you're checking things off your list. I managed to get the little handheld blower I had. Got that fixed, got that up and running. Had to put another ignition coil module in it. That's the second one I put in it. Probably should have bought the original manufacturer's ignition coil and module instead of buying these aftermarket ones. They don't think they hold up very long.
Yeah, I got to do that too. I got a little handheld snowblower, gasoline-powered snowblower. I pulled out of the garage last year to do the back deck and things, and got it running. Didn't run real well, but got it running, but I got to get it back out of the back garage and up to the house so I can try and use it again this year. It's convenient for some things. And then I'm going to have to replace an ABS module on the van here. Every time I go over a bump or something, my brake lights will come on, and if I turn the vehicle off and turn it back on again, they all go off, so son-in-law said, yeah, 24 years old, he's probably got to shorten the wiring of the module. He says, your brakes will still work, but the module, your anti-blocks won't, but the brakes will still work. But so I'm going to have him look at that and see if we can get done. Got all of my Mustastic things updated, all the firmware, although I had to pull the one up on the roof down, taking the shot because my display wasn't working, and I still can't get it to work, so I don't know why. It worked when I first put it up, and then I had to redo some things, and I wanted to update the firmware, and after I updated the firmware a few months ago, the display stopped working. So I don't know what's up. It's set to auto display, so I made some settings, but I got to go back up on the roof and open the cabinet to see if it works. But really don't need the display other than when I'm up there. It's just confirmation of stuff without having to have the phone, so it's nice to kind of have. But I got that updated at least. A little bit different on the Weisslock updating that. I always have a problem with that one.
Yep, well, I've got that sense cap, and that's going to require a different procedure than the Haltech and the other ones. So, yes, it's a different procedure on some of the different ones, and a different procedure on the G2.
Yeah, I had to look that one up. It was different. I forgot I have to push the data button and hold it while I quick push the reset button, count to five, and then release the data button, and then it'll go into DFU mode and allow it to update. And I, like I said, I did it several months ago, and I sure didn't remember how to do it, so I had to look that back up online. Same thing for the Weisslock. When I do that one, I have, for whatever reason, mine won't go into DFU mode on its own. I have to push the reset button twice, actually on the unit, then it'll go into DFU mode, bring up the drive, and I can just copy the new firmware over to that drive, and it updates it. So I tried and tried and couldn't get it in the basement. I said, okay, let's try that way, because it says, yeah, if you have version this, well, I'm way past that version, but for whatever reason, my Weisslock, or at least the one that I have right now, I got to push that reset button to get it to go in DFU mode.
I hear you there. I hear you there. Yep. If you want to have an eyeball to discuss Mesh-tastic, it's either tonight or tomorrow night, because the rest of the week I'm tied up.
Well, it would only be tonight, but I'm not going to get to that. Tomorrow I have a dentist appointment in Flint and dinner with my brother down in Flint. So Wednesday would be the only day, obviously, and you said you're tied up. So tonight I have something. It depends on how quick I can get it done. I have to update the antivirus software on my computers. And I got to download the new thing. It's McAfee, and I got to download the update and the new registration number. And sometimes that goes through quite easy. It expires tomorrow, so I got to get it done tonight. And there's other times I've had to fight with it for an hour or two on each computer to get the dang thing to go through. So it depends on that. Yeah, I don't know. We'll just have to kind of wing it on Thursday. I'm not sure how many people are going to be there. Chris said he was going to come. He sent me an email and said he's watched a few videos on it, and if I wanted to, he could send me the videos. I said, well, probably not, because I've probably seen them all. I've watched probably 30 different videos and read stuff and that, so we'll see what he's got. There might be something that I hadn't seen, but I've watched a bunch of them, KC8YVF.
Well, I hear you there, and I've watched some of the videos and watched them again and said, well, I didn't remember that last time. So sometimes going through some of the videos a second time is good, but there's only so much. And unless you're looking for something specific, then sometimes you're spinning your wheels.
Yeah, all I'm going to do with this one, like I said, I've got the presentation that I did for the club back March or April, whatever it was, the basic one. For those who aren't familiar with it, I'm running through that one. And then there's a part two just to go through and kind of explain the settings, what, you know, what client is, what router is, the repeater is, what a client mute, what a, you know, a router client is, some of those, at least the definitions and kind of a general information on them. So some of those is the settings. We're not going to get into, you know, all of the radio configuration. Some of those a little bit, but not into deep depth on any of those. So it's more of a high level on both of them, the basic and the part two of it. And then I'm going to run through the presentation I did on my build. Just kind of, you know, what goes into building one if you're going to do an outside one other than that. I've updated the presentation today, actually, with some new devices that are out. There's a couple of new ones out. There's a new Haltech board out, a T 170, 270, something like that. That's got a bigger display on it. So they've upped the display. They've got a new T-Deck Pro model. I was watching today, again, catching up on a few of the little videos while I was doing work. All-in-one unit, actually fairly cheap. It's $70 for an all-in-one with battery and a case, the keyboard, like 2.8-inch screen, so bigger yet. So not a bad price for one that's already pre-put together with all that on it. So between you and I and whoever else is there, we should be able to kind of confuse everybody.
Well, it wouldn't be too hard. I'm confusing myself, so yeah, it's there's a lot there. There's a lot there to do. So just getting everybody up and on and getting them to using it, and maybe once in a while having a established net night with them where we communicate with one another would be a good thing.
Yep. Just trying to do that and have somebody do it. So Mistastic trying to do it as we get more people on board to do it. Yeah, say, you know, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock or something, we're going to send some messages back and forth or whatever. Same thing once we get the, you know, we wanted to do a 220 net. We wanted to do a 6-meter whenever the 6-meter gets back up, because that's not up yet. I see Tom sent me an email that the 2-meter Winlink node is down again. I can't connect to it either, so I don't know if you've tried recently, but it's been down for at least a couple of weeks. I've sent emails to Fred, got no response. So if you happen to talk to Fred or send an email or something, let him know the 2 meters back out. I haven't tried the 220 side because I don't have a radio set up. I'd have to pull out my emergency kit and cabling for my antenna and all that. So I can do it. It just takes me 20 minutes to a half hour to get everything set up to be able to do a test. So 2 meters down, and Tom uses it almost every week, so he knew it was down pretty quick.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look and see what I see on the website and go from there.
All righty. And then last night I finally got some time, an hour and a half in there. I had bought for the printer, 3D printer, just try it out, see how well this works. I got some things I want to print in ABS. And before I get into trying to do venting and cut out a window and all of this stuff in the basement, I bought one of the bento box, and I got that installed last night. That was pretty easy. It's like it was already set up for it. There's a hole already cut out in the bottom of the printer that the wires just go through. I put a thermostat. I watched one guy, he bought a thermostat control so that when the printer hits a certain temperature, you can set it for, like, it turns on like when you're doing ABS, but not when you're doing PLA. And it's supposed to, you know, there's a HEPA filter for the particles, there's a carbon filter for it, and two fans that circulate the air in the cabinet, plus you have the carbon filter that's part of the printer. So the cabin filter, before it exhausts out the back, it goes through another carbon filter as it goes out. So we'll see how the smell is. I've got a air quality monitor, a little one that I bought, so I'm going to run a couple of test prints here probably next weekend of some parts that I want to do and just kind of see how bad it is, see if I have to go further or not, but we'll test it out. That, like I said, I finally got that installed.
Okay, yeah, make sure you monitor it. The ABS is nasty stuff.
Yeah, I bought that over the ASA. The ASA was supposed to be better as far as smell and cleaner and all of that. So that was supposed to be better, but at least for the price was quite a bit higher for the ASA. ABS I got for $19 a roll, where the ASA was like
$35. Yep, the ASA is a little bit more expensive, but I didn't find it that much more expensive over the ABS. So you must have got a good deal on ABS.
Yeah, the ABS I got for about $20 a roll. So I bought full rolls of it. That's it. If you buy it from Bamboo, they knock $5 off a roll if you do four rolls of it. So I got it for $20 a roll instead. So, all right, Rick, I will let you go. If there's anything you can think of for Thursday, I'll bring my computer and all that for the presentation. I'm going to bring a program cable, USB-C cable, if somebody needs to update the firmware or have questions on it. Between you and I, we should be able to tell them how to upgrade or go through the flasher software. I'm bringing some Mishtek stick devices that I have, my G2 and my other handhelds. Bring some just separate 3D printed cases for them to look at, and I got another WiseBlock unit, you know, they want to take a look at that, so I'm bringing some parts and that for that as well. So anything else that you got or can think of, go for it. If you got questions, let me know, and we'll figure it out between now and Thursday. KCNYVF.
Okay, Ron, we will think about it, and if something comes up, I'll let you know. KCNYVF, KCVOA.
KCNYVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KD8MMH. That's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay County, no traffic, and I will be in and out, Mike.
Okay, thank you, Dave. I have you marked down as in and out this evening. 7-3, thanks for joining us this evening. Do I have any other mobile short-timer in and out? Please call now. Okay, this time I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now.
This is Kilo 6, Kilo, Quebec, Victor, Phil, Cupertino, California.
Okay, have you in there, Bill. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Any other Echolink stations wishing to join the net, please call now. Okay, at this time I will take all other regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join the Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
Okay, C8YVF.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Rod Bay City, Kilowatt Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima. No traffic, Mike.
This is Dave, the WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, Frankenmuth Township, no traffic.
Yes, sir. KDADAZ, Mini Burt, no traffic.
November, break for Beaverton, Michigan. No traffic. I'll copy.
Copy you fine. From Beaverton, the KE8AZN, the name was Greg again.
Yes, that's an affirmative. You got it.
Okay, no, you're coming in fine, loud and clear tonight, Greg, so we'll add you to our list. Anyone else wishing to join the Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now. All right, very good. Now let me run down the list to see if we've got any corrections or if we can pick anybody else up here. First off, I have KE8PCQ Dave as an in-and-out station. Thank you, Dave, for joining us this evening. On Echolink, I have Bill from Cupertino, California, K6KQV. Thank you, Bill. We'll be down to you here shortly. Regular check-ins, I have Ron, KC8YVF, Rob, KC8SDL, Dave, W8DW, Tom, N8EUI, Rick, KC8VOA, Bob, N8KPR, Mini, KD8PAZ, and Greg, KE8AZN. Are there any corrections, or is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday Night Net? If so, please call now. Okay, with that, we will go ahead and get this evening's net started. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Decent weather today, a little bit warmer here, low 50s, no rain. Supposed to be getting some rain coming in tomorrow, and possibly, they said on the news, depending on how the system rolls around here in Michigan, late Wednesday, we may even get some of the white stuff. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that doesn't happen. But anyway, that's what's in store for the weather around here. Quick reminder, coming up this Friday, Friday evening, at the 22nd at 5 o'clock in front of the Children's Zoo in Saginaw, in Washington. We will be doing our annual Holiday in the Heart of the Cities event. We bring Jim Wades in from Illinois, who does the Santagrams, Morse code, the old-style railroad station telegraphy up to his friend in Fairbanks, Alaska. So feel free to stop out and join us for that. We can always use some help setting up, taking down, or if you'd like to sit there and take some of the Santagrams also as we pass them on down to Jim to transmit. That's always a big help also. So feel free to stop out. So far, the weather Friday, from what I'm seeing, looks like it will be decent. Low 40s for Friday evening. So we should have a decent day for the Santagrams and Holiday in the Heart of the Cities. Let me break for a second here.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
So that's Friday evening in front of Children's Zoo. Like I said, we can always use the help, so feel free to stop out and give us a hand. And then also on Saturday, we will be at the White Library starting, I believe, probably around 11:30 or so. And that only goes for, at the most, a couple hours. We're usually out of there by 1:30 at the latest on Saturday. Doing the same thing, little bit more relaxed. We're inside. We don't have to deal with the weather and everything else. So that's what's going on. So hope to see some of you out there this coming Friday and hopefully Saturday also. So with that, we'll go ahead and get our net started. First off, we'll go to our Echolink station, Bill, K6KQB. Out in California. Good evening, Bill, to you. Go right ahead, sir.
Good evening, Mike and the net. This is K6KQV. Well, good to hear everybody, and hope everybody is staying safe and warm back there. It's starting to look like fall out here. Leaves are starting to turn color. And today was kind of cool and windy. We had a high of about 57. We've had some cool temperatures in the evening, around 40 degrees, 41 degrees, something like that. So we're getting our cooler weather now. And let's see, I did get a chance to participate in CW Sweepstakes toward the beginning of the month. I don't think I've checked in here since then. That was a lot of fun this year. Didn't work anything really spectacular, but we had a lot of fun anyway. So I guess that's it for right now, and everybody have a good day. Back to net, K6KQV.
All right, well, very good, Bill. I always appreciate you joining us from California. Sounds like your weather there is not too much different than what we've been having here lately. A little bit warmer out there, but yeah, and we're a little bit lower at night than you guys, too. But anyway, appreciate you joining us, and thank you much. We'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. And good job on the CW sweepstakes there also. All right, next on our list, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF. And then before we go to Rob, I'll do another station break here. Ron, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net tonight. Hope everyone's doing well. I was just looking up Jim's drive here for this weekend. He lives in Marion, Illinois, which is south and east of St. Louis, Missouri. So he's about as far south you can get in Illinois as it goes. So he's a little south of Evansville to the west. So south of St. Louis, south of Evansville. It says 8 hours and 37 minutes. Via the expressway, 574 miles one way from where he's at. So quite a distance Jim travels to get to us on Friday, so we really appreciate that. That's a long day to get up here, even if you you weren't having to be up here at 5 o'clock and that, just to get up early and to get up here and get things done. Let me break for a second. Weekend, typical week for me, work week. Weekend was busy. I forgot all about the November sweepstakes again. It's on my calendar. It's on sitting down here at my shack. I was just so busy with outdoor projects again, trying to get ready for the cooler weather. Rake leaves and clean leaves up on Saturday, cleaned out the gutters, got some things out of my enclosed trailer into the garage, put some things that were outside back into the enclosed trailer, so we kind of swapped some things out, put different things in. That's kind of a story trailer for me right now. Got the car fixed on Saturday. Son-in-law put basically a whole new suspension on my car. And got all new strut shocks, strut spring combinations all the way around, and got new sway bar end links on it. Those were pretty well wore out. Wife took the car in, got an alignment today. Son-in-law wanted the printout on it to see how far he was off. He was almost dead on. I almost didn't need an alignment. He was only off by a point or two in the alignment when he did it by hand. So he got it really, really close. So other than that, yeah, we got tomorrow. I got to go into work early. I got a dentist appointment tomorrow night, and then I'm meeting my daughter, or brother, and his wife for dinner tomorrow night down in Flint. And Wednesday got off. Thursday we got our Aries training. I'll talk about that on the next go around. So back to you, Mike, for the first round here at KC8YVF.
All right, very good, Ron. Appreciate you joining us this evening. I spent today starting to get stuff ready for Friday night. The heaters, a few heaters I've got, the Milwaukee propane, like a salamander type heater. That really helps if it's cold. The big buddy heater, and then the other heater similar to that. So got the heaters out, got the generator out, filled it with rec fuel. Fired up on the first pull, so generator is ready, and starting to get stuff together for Friday night here. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KD8DAC repeater. Before I go to Rob, I'll take another standby here. Is there anyone else who would like to join our net this evening? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we'll continue on down our list. Next, we will go to Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Dave. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Very good. Good evening there, Mike. Very good. KC8MMH and the crew, Kilo Charlie H. Doug Lima. Rob in Bay City. Doing quite well, Mike. Got over my difficulties here in the hospital. Had some rehab. Doing good. Have a few days of rehab on and off for my foot. I also suffered a mini stroke. That's a bad thing about that, too. But I noticed last fall my right arm wasn't really strong, but I suffered a, what they call a T-something mini stroke. But I'm doing much better. I've seen a foot doctor today, and unfortunately, I had to do an amputation on my right foot of a toe next to the big one, but that was done successfully, and he just checked it out, and it's on the mend for that. Other than that, I've been doing pretty good. Yeah, I fired up the $10 swan I got from you folks at Savara. On Saturday, I worked a few stations, even worked the sweepstakes a little bit, and I worked the swan technical nut with that old girl. She worked really good. Guys, I checked in with another feller, had a radio just like mine, a 500CX, and in the same kind of microphone, Mike. Sure, model 450D dust mic, and I said you sound good. He said I sound good. That's pretty cool. So, yep. Other than that, Mike, I'm doing much better there. Looking forward to the summer and the spring, and the River Time folks offered me to come back for another pageant there at the pumpkin park. So, I'm looking forward to that. So, all right, I'll be around for the second go round again. Doing a good job, waving everybody out there on Savara land, and especially Miss Minnie. Hope you're doing well, ma'am. 73 for now, and I'll be sticking around for the second go-around. KD8, MMH, KC.CO. Take it away, Mike.
All right, Very good, Rob. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Glad to hear that you're on the mend there and everything sounds like it's going well. So good to hear that. All right, continuing on down our list, next we will go to Dave, W-A-D-W, and standby Tom. Dave, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. K-D-8-M-M-H, W-A-D-W. Yeah, I, Bill, either on CW. Yeah, so 100 work all the Canadian. Hey, but, the phone. The phone. I did on the pass. Every pass over the week. Been playing. One hand. We've. And peace this year. Another the mission of that CM between EW.
Dave, not sure what you got going on there, but we didn't catch hardly any of that. You kept dropping out. As soon as you'd see the mic, you'd be on for maybe half a second, and then you'd be out for the majority of it and come back on. So you got something going on there. Not sure what. Try maybe different radio or maybe, don't know. But we'll see what happens second go around here with you if you get the problem taken care of. But didn't catch much of that at all. But anyway, thanks for joining us, and we'll see if you get the problem fixed and be around to hear again shortly. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Tom, N-8-E-U-I, and standby Rick. Tom, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is N-8-E-U-I. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well tonight again. Kind of busy this past week. Not entirely nonstop, but every day there was something going on. Raked up the remainder of the leaves in the front yard. Backyard's pretty clean because we're all fenced in. The front yard, we get some leaves from the, depending if we get a westerly wind or a southerly wind. Got them all raked up, bagged. Trash picked up the leaves up this morning. I also cleaned up the gutters last week also. I had to fix the downspout today. We had a downspout that was the seam let go. It was open, so when it kind of rained, it would leak past the seam. So I went over to Menards and got a took advantage of 11% rebate. Got a gutter to cut it to size. Put that in today. Our trees and shrubs. I put this. It's kind of like a the equivalent of weed and feed, but for trees and shrubs. It's a liquid concentrate, and I mix it all up in a pail and pour it around the base of the shrubs and the trees so they get a little nourishment for the winter, and it's good for a year. So it activates all throughout the year. It gets the trees more, makes them greener, makes them healthier. So I did that today also. Last Saturday, my wife and I went to Finland to watch her granddaughter play her basketball game. And I don't know if you can hear that. I got a beeper going off. I got a couple of smoking meatloaf. So I got a couple of loaves I took out a couple hours ago, and the other two meatloaves are ready now. So I'm going to have to send it back to net controls. So I can take them off the smoker. So I'm going to let you guys go. I'll be back for the 73 round. This is NADUI.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yep, we don't want that to burn. And why is it every time you're on the net, you always make everyone's mouth water with what you're doing with the smoker? All right, this is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. Continuing down our list, next we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA, and Standby Bob. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, everybody on the net. Hopefully everybody's having a good day and a good weekend. So it's been busy. I attacked the leaves again today, trying to get some more of that cleaned up. Got cleaned up about what I'm going to get cleaned up for right now. My trees are probably about 10% in the front, if that. And then the neighbor's trees, they still got green leaves on some of the trees in the backyard there. And the maple tree closest to me is probably about 50%. Somewhere around there, and then they have another tree that's probably around 75%, haven't fallen yet. And then the third tree is still green, hasn't even changed. So we'll have to wait and see. At least they're on the east side of me, so most of the time I don't get too many except for the one tree, and they're small maple leaves that they tend to plug together up pretty good. So, with that, I am one and done. 73, everyone. KCVOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us this evening. I think I'm done with the leaves, too. All the neighbor's trees are done, mostly maples. I still probably just have a few in my yard. I could probably get the blower out one more time, but not a lot. So anyway, appreciate it. 7-3, you have a good week, and we will see you, maybe hope to see you Thursday night at Ron's Meshtastic presentation. I'll let Ron talk about that when we get around to him again. All right, next up on our list, we will go to Bob, N8KPR, and Standby Mini. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike, and everyone else on the net. Yeah, I have to agree, Tom, every time, almost every time he's on the net, he's smoking something. And it gets me thinking and gets me hungry. But smoke meatloaf, I wonder how you do that. Maybe he'll fill us soon. I wonder if you cook it first and smoke it, or you just cook it in the smoker. You probably cook it in the smoker, just like everything else you do with pork butts and chicken or turkeys or whatever you're doing. Just cook it in there. But, yeah, sounds good. What did I do today? Yesterday I sucked up leaves. Got them. Got the front yard's pretty much done, the backyard. And I'll probably wait a week or two, and then I'll just call it good. You know, get some rain coming. I actually knocked down the majority of the leaves, and we'll call it good. This morning, the wife and I went out to the fitness center, and she had a class she wanted to take, some kind of workout class she wanted to take, and I says, well, I'll just hop on the treadmills and work on the machines and stuff. So we did that for a couple hours, and then come home at lunch. Then we had went to the hearing specialist here in town, and she says we need hearing aids. That my wife says we need hearing aids. I told her, I said, I can hear everything just fine, I just can't hear you. She says, well, I can't hear you either. And I said, well, that's just selective hearing. We choose not to hear each other. But anyways, my hearing wasn't horrible. He says excellent for working in the shop for that many years, you know, for 38 years. And her hearing was, she couldn't hear basses. I couldn't hear highs. And so we kind of evened out there. But So we ended up getting some hearing aids. I don't really know how often I'll be wearing mine, but we'll see in the long run how that goes. Other than that, not a whole lot else going on around here. So back to that, and AKTR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, I'm not sure they do make a hearing aid for that selective hearing that you talked about. I've had people tell me, too, you need hearing aids. You're always saying, huh, and what? And I've been reluctant.
KABAC, repeater Saginaw.
There's actually apps on the phone that you can use to test your hearing. I got one of those and used the AirPods and whatever, and it was slightly off, but it wasn't enough that it was that bad, I didn't think. So anyway, we shall see. But appreciate you joining us tonight. Yeah, we'll be back around here shortly. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and standby Greg. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
KD8MMH, this is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. We've got a good net here tonight, a good bunch of people in here. Anyway, went to Fort Wayne on Saturday. My daughter Jennifer and my granddaughter Emily took me to Fort Wayne, and we had a real good time. Didn't buy too much. I bought a couple of cans of air. I'm going to try and clean out my radios and stuff there. So anyway, I'm not sure how to use it, so I'll wait until Thanksgiving Day when my grandsons are here, and they can do it for me. So other than that, not doing too much. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Sounds like you had a good time down in Fort Wayne. Glad everything went good for you there. Appreciate you joining us tonight. All right, that brings us down to Greg, KE8AZN, and then we'll do another standby. Greg, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, all righty then, KE8MMH, this is KE8AZN, and just calling in from the Little Village, so to speak. This is out where the blacktop ends, I might add. So it's kind of dark outside. There's no street lights. But anyway, I want everybody to have a fantastic evening. And I look forward to talking to you guys here and listening to what everybody has to say. So thank you for taking the net there tonight. And this is KE8AZN, 73 for now. Back over to you, KE8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Greg. Always a pleasure to have you on here. We're here every Monday night at 9 o'clock, so appreciate you joining us this evening. And, yeah, up in Beaverton, I would assume it can get quite dark out there on the back roads with those street lights. But, yep, appreciate it, and we'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net on the KDAC repeater. Is there anyone else who would like to join our net? If so, please call net control now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we'll start off with our 73 round. We'll go up to Bill, K6KQV on Echolink out in California. And stand by Ron. Bill, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
This is K6KQV. Very good. Well, it's been a real pleasure, and I'd just like to take the opportunity to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving holiday and a safe holiday. And the Satagrams sound like a very interesting project. I wish I was there to participate with that and help out with the telegraph messages. That really sounds interesting, but it's too far to walk. I can't get there. So anyway, again, very good evening to everybody, and have a great rest of the week. Back to net, K6KQV, saying 73.
Very good, Bill. I appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. Always a pleasure to have you on and hear the news from out west, out in California. Again, the Santagrams, that is a fun thing. Our club has been participating in that probably for the better part of 20 years or so now. And it's a fun thing to do. Jim, who does the Santagrams for us and has been doing it for years and years, he was also the technical advisor on the movie Lincoln for all of the Morse code equipment and everything they had in that movie as far as setting it up in the proper way that everything should be arranged. He was the technical advisor for that movie because he's president of the North American International Telegraphers Association, I believe, something like that. So, anyway, appreciate it, and 7-3 to you, and if we don't talk to you again before Thanksgiving, you have a happy Thanksgiving also. All right, next up we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and stand by Rob. And Ron, just check and make sure you're going to be around at the end of the net for the net report. Go right ahead.
Thank you again, Mike. Yes, I'll be here at the end of the net for the report. Yep, coming up Thursday is our next Aries training. This one is open to everybody. This will be on Meshtastic. If you're not sure what that is or would like to find out, come out to the meeting, 7 p.m., Harry Brown Airport. We'll be going over, got a couple of presentations on Meshtastic. Rick and I will try and answer whatever questions that you can. If you need to have your firmware updated on your devices, bring them with you. I'll have the computer there and a USB-C cable to program them. There is a couple of new updates. So 2.5 something is the new update. They've done some new codes, some new security revisions in that version. I'll talk about that at least on it because I noticed tonight that there was a different feature in the software. And you have to have a certain firmware in order for this new security to encryption to go through. So we'll talk about that. We'll have also be setting up channels for Saginaw. I have both a Saginaw channel and an Aries channel. So if you bring your device and your phone, you can scan the QR code or I can send you the URL to update and get you on the Saginaw local channel, or if for the ones that are in the Aries group, for the Aries group as well. So we'll kind of do that as well. Like I said, some things coming in. Hopefully the weather holds out for us on Friday. We don't get the rain. Snow is fine. Cold is fine. Rain just makes it nasty, and it would really cut down on the number of people that come out for it. That's no fun at all. We can take about any other kind of weather, but just an all-out rain, that would pretty much curtail a lot of things. So 7-3, everyone, hope to see a bunch of you out there on Thursday night. And if not, on Friday, to come out and at least join, come out and help us, as Mike said. If not, come out and enjoy lighting of the waterworks. Come out and get some food from the various vendors. Take a walk down Washington, see the Christmas lights. I think if they still have the Japanese Tea Garden open, we did that a few years ago, my wife and family and I, we had a good time there. So lots of things to do and see that night and fireworks afterwards. So 7-3, everyone, we'll talk to you later. Casey at YVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. A lot of good information there. Yep, definitely plan on being out at the airport Thursday for the Meshtastic. A lot of good information on the Meshtastic out there. And we will be back around here with the net report at the end. So thanks for joining us, Ron. 7-3. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Dave. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Once again, 73 round. Go right ahead.
Well, there you go. Wait a minute. We got KD8 and then they the group. So Charlie 8, you just leave. Yeah, very good there, Michael. Your club's going to have a really nice to do this for the Santa Grana. Sounds really cool. Very, very nice there. If I could drive, I'd come down to Saginaw, but unfortunately I don't drive. But I'm glad you guys are going to have a good time.
Yeah, it was about Radio World. Yeah, my kid was doing a great job, but my friend was able to find some dial labs for that instead of a bayonet-type bulb. They're wire lead bulbs, and a widow of a gentleman used to sell Kenwood Parks passed away, but she still runs his website, and you can go on the line and get a lot of Kenwood Parks lights and other devices. They're still rather inexpensive. So my friend picked up a kit of five bulbs and have a few spares, and he's going to come over here one day this week, and we're going to pull the panels off and replace the dial lights, and he goes, yeah, one flickers a little bit, I think the bulbs are ready to go, so looking forward to that. So, like I said again, I'm feeling much better, Mike, getting through this sore deal here. It's been kind of a bad hair day with a skull issue and having that mild stroke, but I'm doing much better. The rehab at McLaren really done a good job. So, all right, with that, have a good week. You take care, and we'll hopefully catch you out of that next Monday night there. KDA MMA, KCSO. Sounds great, Mike.
All right, very good, Rob. 7-3 to you also. Appreciate you joining us. And like I said, glad to hear that you're doing better there from the mild stroke. Appreciate it. This is KDH-MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. All right, next we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and standby Tom. Dave, go ahead and give it a try this time.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, I think the battery was a little low on this. Well, wouldn't go out totally, but KDH-MMH, W8DW. Had sort of a busy weekend, my birthday last Thursday, so we celebrated over the weekend, dinner out in Frankmuth on Thursday, and then, like my wife says, a four-day birthday celebration, so we did that. I did pick up a lot of leaves, and we're down to probably one more week and I should be almost done. I worked on a little bit today. I've actually put out today to date. And these are containers of mulch leaves, so 30-gallon containers of mulch leaves. I put out 61 of them so far, and they weigh about 30 to 35 pounds apiece. So we're talking close to 2,000 pounds of leaves out to yard waste. So that's about all I got. We'll say 7-3. I'm going to try and get out there Thursday. We'll see how that goes. KD8MMH, WADW, 7-3.
All right, a very good day. Appreciate you joining us this evening, 7-3 to you also. Yeah, that's literally a ton of leaves there. If you had 2,000 pounds of leaves, so I can't imagine that's quite a bit. Yep, and hope to see you Thursday night and maybe Friday too out at the zoo for the Sanagrams for the holiday in the cities. All right, next up on our list we'll go to Tom NADUI and standby Bob. Tom, it's up to you. And Bob was wondering and myself too. The smoked meatloaf, is that actually cooked in the smoker, or what's the procedure for the smoked meatloaf? Go right ahead.
Okay, this is an EUI back. Yeah, okay, this is a little recipe I have. I've been using it for a few years now, with the meatloaf. It's smoked in the smoker, in the pellet smoker. I make two at a time. I get 2 pounds of ground pork, 2 pounds of ground beef, get it over Jack's, it's good quality, and basically bar mix it. She mixes it all up with panko breadcrumbs and some Worcestershire sauce and some minced onion, and there's something else in it too, I forget. Oh, the rub that I use for my pork butt and my ribs, calls for some your favorite rub we're going to use. Now, we have our favorite rub, so we put it, she puts, I forget how much in there. Mix it all up and divide it in half, and then pour it into a couple loaves, and then put them on a sheet of aluminum foil, and then everything goes on the grill. And I smoke it at 250 degrees for a couple hours on full smoke, and then I put a timer on it. After 2 hours, I'll check it. I'll temp it with my instant temperature reading device, and that's what I had to do. The timer went off while I was talking the first time, and I went on to attempt to use another half hour, so it's probably getting close now, but I smoke it until it hits internal temperature of 160 degrees, and it's done. And I bring it in the house, and then I put a tent of aluminum foil over it and let it just rest for half hour, 45 minutes, like that. And then we're not going to eat right away. We're going to have over the winter, so I'll vacuum seal them. And so I'll make it two more right now. So it'll be four total, and we'll vacuum seal them. And put them in the freezer, and then pull them out over the wintertime. We'll have a hankering for smoked meatloaf. So that's how we make it. And that's been what we've been doing it for a few years now. So let me break real quick. And let's see what else has happened this week. We went to our granddaughter's basketball game. It was 8:15 in the morning over in Finland. Boy, that was an early day. But we'll do anything for our grandchildren, won't we? So, anyway, so over the weekend, I downloaded a few, the International Space Station flew over my QTH. Well, I should say just mine. It flew over Michigan, so everybody's QTH in Michigan. And downloaded a few slow scan TV images. I got an email about a week and a half ago, from the amateur radio on the ARISS, ARIS, I guess it's called, and mentioned that the American and Russian astronauts who have radio operators also are going to be booking some time to download some slow scan TV images. So I said, what the heck, I'm seeing if it'll work. So I went downstairs and called up my slow-scan TV software and dialed in the download frequency from the ISS, and I got my tracking software out so I could track it, and sure enough, they came through like three passes over the weekend, so I got those images. That's kind of neat, and they're actually pretty clear. There was a little area that it broke up a little bit, but overall, the images were pretty clear. I can't complain for a spacecraft going about 4.5 miles a second, 250 miles in altitude, so I can't knock that. That's pretty good. And let's see what else. We went to a matinee yesterday, my wife and I. We went to see, it's called The Greatest Christmas Pageant Ever. It's a cute little story. So it's had some pretty lighthearted moments in there, and a nice little life lesson in the movie also. So anyways, that's about it for me. Looking forward to Thursday's Aries meeting and the Meshtastic presentation. I'll bring mine along, too, because so I can learn some more about it. And then the Santa Grand's on Friday. I'll bring my camera so I can take some pictures like I do every year. So, anyway, that's it for me on this end. I'm going to toss it back and say 673 to everybody. And hope everyone has a good week. And we'll catch you all, hopefully, Thursday night. As any Eli, say good night.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening, 73DU also. I look forward to seeing you Thursday night there at the Meshtastic. And thanks for the information on the smoked meatloaf. That definitely makes your mouth water when you describe how you do that. So sounds very tasty. So very good. We'll see you Thursday night. And good job with bringing the camera Friday, too, to take pictures of the Santagram. Okay. Next up, we will go to Bob, NAKPR, and stand by Vinny. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Thanks again, Mikey, and thank you, Tom, for sharing that with us. Every time you get on here, it's I'm always interested in what you're smoking now. Not Cheech and Chong type smoke, but I haven't done much smoking this year. I think I did a turkey breast, did some ribs. I think that's about it. My wife said she's got a pork butt or some kind of pork in the freezer, and I told her, well, get the thing out so we can smoke it. And but it is what it is. It's still in the freezer. We've been, during the summer, we're really busy. We're gone most of the time camping, actually, for the last month or so, we've been pretty much just home, but we're still busy catching up on things that we didn't do during the summer, so So that's that. But yeah, I think like Dave said, I think I should be done with the leaves here in another week or two, and then maybe we'll see. I'll lower the deck on the mower and see go through the yard and give it a little trim for the winter. You don't want your grass too long during the winter because, like, supposedly it gets mold on it or whatnot.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Maybe because I cut it shorter during the fall. But we'll see what happens. Then, next Thanksgiving, I guess we're going to my daughter's in St. Louis, so Missouri. So that'll be interesting. As long as the weather's nice, we've had years where we've come back from there and it's just ice, 25 miles an hour on I-75, you know. It don't look that way this year, though. That's hopefully, anyways. And I got a note here for Thursday to come out to the airfield or the airport. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Mike. 73s, everybody. Have a great week. And I'll see some of you on Thursday. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
All right, very good, Beth. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday night. And, I usually do that, too, for the last mowing of the season. I'll drop it down one notch, too. The neighbor that I have here, he used to work at the Sawmill Golf Course. There's one of the greenskeepers or the people that take care of all the course out there. And I was asking him about it, and he said, yeah, in last cutting of the fall, it doesn't hurt to drop it. So that's what I do, too. All right, very good. Next up, we will go to Minnie, KDHPAZ, and then stand by Greg. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening again there, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. I hope you guys all have a good turnout on Thursday and Friday night. I won't be there, of course, but otherwise, hope everything turns out okay and you have a bunch of people there and a bunch of Santagrams to send out on Friday. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
Hey, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. And, yeah, hopefully the weather will hold out for us Friday. And Friday evenings we will usually do anywhere from maybe 175 to 250 Santagrams. Saturday at the library is quite a bit less, maybe 75 to 100 tops there. So, but appreciate you joining us, and you have a great week ahead. That brings us down to Greg, KE8AZN. And that will bring us to the bottom of the list. 73 round, good evening once again to you, Greg. Go right ahead.
Hi, well, KD8MMH, this is KD8AZN. And, you know, I have done a little bit of research there on Meshtastic. I presume that works on the 915 megahertz range there. And I don't know much more than that about it. I am kind of curious, but unfortunately, I won't be able to be with you there on Thursday. So I'm actually very curious about how all that works and range and all of that. So if maybe another time, I can ask more questions. Anyway, this is KD8AZN, and this time 73, everybody. Have a great week. And back over to you, KD8MMH.
Very good, Greg. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. And I believe probably when Ron, after he does the presentation on Thursday, if you check our website or our Aries website, he'll probably have a link. The presentation will probably be online. You can check it out on there. But yeah, you are correct. It's the 900 megahertz. Does not require a ham license. It is Bluetooth to your phone with the small little Meshtastic unit, which you can purchase for 40, 50 bucks tops. So I'll let Ron answer here if he's gonna put a link online for that if you do
you have an interest in it and want more information. So I'll go to Ron real quick, and then that'll bring us to the end of the net. Ron, go right ahead.
Good evening again. I think you were talking about I was preoccupied with some other things here trying to get the stuff ready. But anyhow, yeah, the presentations, I can put the basic ones up on it. That's not too large, at least to go over that, so I can put the basic one up. I won't put my build page up. That'll be just for at the meeting on Thursday, but the basic, covering the basics of that. Of course, you'll miss out on the questions and things like that that people might have, but nothing we can do there. So, yeah, I'll get them up on the Aries page after the presentation is done on Thursday. KC8YVF.net.
Okay, yep, very good, Ron. Appreciate that. Thank you. I assume that you did have some PowerPoint or whatever that could be put online, so look forward to that. All right, that brings us to the bottom of the list. Before I close the net down, is there anyone else that would like to join the net? If so, please call now. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara net? Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all of those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KD8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 731 and all, have a safe week ahead. Ron, KC8YVF, stand by for just 1 minute while I get the net report for you. Okay, KC8YVF, KD8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the net report, Ron.
I am all set, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 149. 149. Routine. Hotel X-ray Golf. KD8MMH, check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, November 18th, 2024, and it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at Amateur Call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figures 11, 1-1. Total time, figures 53, 5-3 minutes. X-ray, and no more. I'll copy.
I copy the report, sir. Thank you very much for doing the net tonight, and we'll see you on Thursday night. KC8YVF.
Yep, very good, Ron. We'll see you Thursday night. Do you want me to bring my laptop also? I can bring my laptop with my USB cord, too, for firmware updates.
Yes, if you would. That way we have a couple of them. So if I'm answering questions or something, you can be running through some of the updates and that. I did mine, so I can now do the V3s, the Helltechs, the station G2s, and the Wise Blocks now. So I've gone through all of those, at least to know how to do those. So, yeah, if you can bring it in the cable and that, that would be appreciated.
Okay, very good. We'll do then. We will see you Thursday evening out at the airport. KD8MMH, clear.
KC8YVF, clear.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.